Today's episode, Innovation from the Carson Valley. Born in 1859, George Ferris Jr. came across the plains of the U.S. with his family in 1864 and settled in Genoa, Nevada. Young Ferris was drawn to the Carson River, and on hot summer afternoons, he would climb upon his pony and ride down to the vibrantly flowing stream. Ferris's favorite spot was where the Carson River was spanned by a toll bridge that was part of the Overland Trail. The bridge was designed with an undershot water wheel, which scooped water out of the mighty Carson to quench the thirst of travelers and irrigate crops in the nearby fields. It was said that Ferris would spend hours admiring closely this simple designed water wheel. The Ferris family lived in the Carson Valley for 2 years and eventually moved to Carson City. George Ferris Sr. had an important impact on the development of Carson City. A former dairy farmer and expert in horticulture and agriculture, he was greatly involved in the beautification of Carson City in the 1870s. He landscaped the grounds of the Nevada State Capitol and brought trees native to the eastern part of the country to Nevada and planted them throughout Carson City. Ferris Jr. earned a degree in engineering and founded G.W.G. Ferris & Company, which specialized in assessing metals used in bridges and tunnels. But memories of the Carson River water wheel never left George Jr. In the years leading up to the 1893 Chicago World's Fair Exposition, fair directors wanted to create an icon that would be unique and bring grandeur to their fair. They tasked American engineers to meet the challenge. George Ferris Jr. felt he had just the right creation, a massive 250-foot diameter wheel with gondolas that would carry people up to 2,100 at a time. The idea was that from the top vantage point, riders would be able to observe the entire fair. The fair directors were impressed and contracted with George to build his incredible Ferris wheel. 3,000 lights adorned the Ferris wheel on its inauguration, looking more like a full moon as it rotated through the night sky. Ferris's wheel became the star of the World's Fair. The 50-cent admission charge carried passengers on a 20-minute two-revolution ride. In less than 5 months, 1.5 million people had taken a thrilling ride on Ferris's new invention. I always like learning when a simple twist of fate can lead to such greatness, such as Carson City's George Ferris's wheel ride. Like so many others, George's imagination and chutzpah led to a lasting experience we have all enjoyed here along El Camino Sierra.